day as Cassius Clay, with a heart that would surpass what was lacking in pay. More than a slugger from Louisville, he was a righteous man, but very nice with the hands, he was truly skilled. From age 12 in the ring he would spar, the raw talent aside, he was simply a star. He was floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee. His opponents would rightly agree that it was a sight to see, and when he spoke it seemed vain, but he became the world heavyweight champion with three reigns. He wowed crowds from Zaire to Manila, he rumbled in the jungle with the flair of a thriller. He beat up Sonny Liston as if his money was missing. Foreman ignored the warning and Spinks got it too. He tussled with the whales and threw Thunder in jail, a heavyweight and not just from the numbers on the scale.
For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators, I've tussled with a whale, I done handcuffed Lightning and put Thunder in jail. You know I'm bad.
It's a long way to the top, but you can do it. Time is hard now, but you get through it. Go hard.
Say Muhammad Ali.
The brother had a gift in the military draft, he refused as a rebuttal. He walked with his people as a student of the struggle. He couldn't sit in silence, so he was sidelined in his prime and was stripped of his license. And he was firm in his word, he followed his own path and never turned from the curb. He wasn't having it, he threw a lot of shots in the ring, but landed even more on the establishment. Socially aware, politically astute, whether in boots or suits, he was true to his roots. From the rope-a-dope to the way his toes would float, the news and interviews fused with explosive quotes. Some would have failed, but he'd come to prevail. He was a heavyweight in life, and not from numbers on the scale.
I have murdered a rock, I injured a stone, and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick.
So long way.